Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 73 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time for a first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening summary. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NASS reports that the corn crop is rated 65% good to excellent. That's a 1 percentage point improvement from last week and 3 percentage points better than a year ago. 34% of the crop is silking compared with 13% last week and the 5-year rolling average of 60%. For soybeans, 61% of the crop is rated good to excellent. That's 2 percentage points better than a week ago. 45% of the crop is blooming compared with 26% last week and the 5-year rolling average of 65%. And going ahead and taking a look at the Midwest direct hog markets today, they're called steady to 50 cents per hundredweight higher on continued strong demand for this week's delivery. Terminals are called steady to $2 higher with top prices from $47.50 to $54. Peoria is called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $47.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, July 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 10,802 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $71.50 to $80, the weighted average $75.87 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $50 to $63, the weighted average $59.86. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,560. The base price range, $68 to $81.25. The weighted average, $78.66 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $46.75 to $64.50, and the weighted average was $61.05. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, a lot of areas have gotten rain recently, and there's no widespread areas experiencing crop moisture stress. Any stress really has come from too much moisture, and mainly earlier in the season during the planting and early establishment stages of crop development. I drove across the state of Indiana yesterday and saw a variety of crop conditions. Some fields, the corn is looking really good and growing quickly. There are other fields where the corn plants are still rather short, and still yet other fields in Indiana and eastern Illinois where a wide variety, and you could tell where the low dips in the terrain are because that's where the water collected and the crops didn't make it, and some of those areas are very, very small. So there will be yield reductions, of course, from the late planting and some of the washout of crops, but the weather of late has been generally beneficial for trying to make up some ground here to the late start to the crop production season, and it looks as if we go through the next week and a half or so, through the rest of the month of July, the weather will generally be favorable during the Midwest or across the Midwest Corn Belt for corn and soybean crop growth. We're going to see generally warm and at oftentimes humid weather, but not excessively hot weather. So temperature-wise, we're not experiencing any or not expecting any real problems. We're going to be having temperatures that are in the tolerable range as we go through the latter part of July here. The area that would maybe get a little too hot at times would be Missouri. And yesterday it got up close to 100 degrees in the St. Louis area, and parts of central and southern Missouri were well up in the 90s, if not to around 100 degrees. So that's the one area in the Midwest Corn Belt that it could at times get a little hot. But by and large, I think the major corn producing areas should stay warm but not excessively hot. Now, over the next couple of days, we're actually going to have temperatures cool off a little bit, as a strong high-pressure system will be moving across the Great Lakes, and that's going to cut down on the heat and humidity for a couple of days and give us a break from the rain. In fact, rain today is only going to be in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, and the farther north you go in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, the less chance you have of rain. Most of it will be in the southern half of those states, but that's where the rain will be today. Then we get the break in the action for tomorrow and Thursday before showers and thunderstorms re-enter the forecast. So as we look ahead over the next 2 weeks, there's going to be rainfall in at times, at least in most production areas of the Corn Belt. But amounts are going to be highly variable, as is usually the case with summertime thunderstorms. So there could be a few places that turn a little too dry, while other places may be a little too wet. But by and large, when we look at the belt as a whole, favorable growing conditions for the rest of this month. Now, as we look to the Delta has been very, very dry, and there's nothing happening in the Delta just yet, but there are signs that shower and thunderstorm chances are going to pick up a bit down in the Delta. Now, one or two rounds of showers and thunderstorms will not reverse the dry trend that's been down that way. But it does look like over the next few days, they at least have some chances of showers and thunderstorms. But if there's one corn and bean production area, and mainly beans down that way, that we have concerns about as far as dryness, it would be the Mississippi Delta. Tropical storm to Hurricane Dolly. Take your pick over the next few days, as the winds will be borderline between tropical storm and hurricane force. As this storm system comes into South Texas, most of the moisture with that is expected to stay down to the south. So right now, that's not a big issue for the Midwest Corn Belt or the Delta, as that will be throwing moisture into Mexico and southeastern Texas. So those areas will be getting more rain. Looks like scattered showers and thunderstorms will be moving through periodically in the northern plains spring wheat belt, so they will continue to have moisture up that way. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 823 unchanged, last trade up 5, December 850 up 3, last trade up 3. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 792 and a quarter, up 1 1/4, last trade up 3 3/4. December 814, down a half, last trade up 3 1/4. September corn opened at 589, down a quarter, last trade up 1 1/2. December 608 and a half, up a quarter, last trade up 1 1/4. August beans opened at 1410 and 3/4, up 1 1/4, last trade up 16 1/4. November 1404 and a half, up 1 1/2, last trade up 15 1/2. August soybean meal open at 377.10, up 10, last trade up 450. August soybean oil open at 60.06, up 15, last trade up 63. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like off of the overnight, prices tended to stabilize. The one thing that caught my eye in yesterday's NASS update of crop conditions was percent silking for Iowa and Minnesota. Iowa just 14% and Minnesota 28%.
Yeah, that's and nationwide it's very low also. So I think that's part of what helped hold things and turned it around last night, was that we need a longer season or we're going to have trouble with any early cold weather having a mature crop. So those two are number one and four in corn production in the U.S. Nebraska's three, Illinois's two, but silking progress is very far behind normal, so we're going to need an extra long season.
Probably not a bounce, but stabilization today in the market off of that information, I would think.
Yeah, we're looking at stabilization. We're looking at six holding for a few days. We went to 602 yesterday, 603, and last night we are 608 and a quarter was the low. So we're looking for a little bit of a sideways stabilization. When we do go through the six, or if we do, the 554 areas of the next downside. on the corn.
What about the beans?
On the beans, we bounced 15 in the overnight, and we're up actually over 20 at one time, and we're looking for 12 to 20 higher today. Again, too far, too fast, maybe overdid it a little, but again, we could break through that $14 that we got close to yesterday after a few days of sideways stabilization and try down all the way to the 13-20 area, and then back to, remember in February, beans went all the way to 10-40.
Yes.
And that's a goal long-term before we turn around and go back up.
What about CME livestock today, please?
We're just talking mixed there, up a little, down a little. The cattle probably show a little more upside than the hogs, but they both show enough that we could see them two-sided with both sides trading.
About 20 seconds left. Any quick advice for hedgers?
Right now, I would. If you're fairly well sold, I wouldn't sell any more right here. I'd be waiting. If you haven't sold any, I would be selling some at this stabilization point here if we bounce 15 to 20 on the beans and 4 to 5 on the corn.
Thank you very much, Pete. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.